ते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
This
evening we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, the translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, chapter 9 entitled Most Confidential Knowledge, text number 29.
Danas čitamo iz Bhagavad Gita, sam prevodim i komentarima Esi Bhaktivedanti Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, deveto poglavlje pod nazivom Najpovedljivije znanje, stih 29.
Ok. How many of us don't understand English when I speak fairly slowly?
Da me razumije od vas engleski kad govorim dosta sporo.
Okay, how many don't understand Croatian? All right, you guys win. Samoham sarvabhuteshu.
Samoham sarvabhuteshu.
Samoham sarvabhuteshu.
Samoham sarvabhuteshu.
Name dreshosti na priyaha.
Name dreshosti na priyaha.
Name dreshosti na priyaha.
Name dreshosti na priyaha.
Eva janti tu mam bhaktya.
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 Mai te teshu chapyaham.
Mai te teshu chapyaham.
Mai te teshu chapyaham.
Mai te teshu chapyaham.
Samoham sarvabhuteshu.
Samoham sarvabhuteshu.
Name dreshosti na priyaha.
Name dreshosti na priyaha.
Eva janti tu mam bhaktya.
Eva janti tu mam bhaktya.
Mai te teshu chapyaham.
Mai te teshu chapyaham.
Samoham sarvabhuteshu. Bhuteshu
samaham sarvabhuteshu
name dveshosti na priyaha
name dveshosti na priyaha
eva janti tu mam bhaktya
eva janti tu mam bhaktya
mai te teshu chapyaha
mai te teshu chapyaha
samaha
samaha
yena
yena
Aham,
aham,
ya,
ya.
Sarvabhuteshu,
sarvabhuteshu.
Premasinjim vichima,
premasinjim vichima.
Nam,
nam.
Vipogane,
vipogane.
Me,
me,
ya,
ya.
Veshyam,
veshyam, ya.
Mirzi,
mirzi.
Asti,
asti,
ye,
ye.
Na,
na.
Niti,
niti.
Priyam,
priyam.
Rav,
rav.
Ye,
ye.
Oni koji,
oni koji,
bhajanti,
bhajanti,
transcendentalno služe,
transcendentalno služe,
tu,
tu,
ali,
ali,
mam,
mam,
mene,
mene,
bhaktya,
bhaktya,
spredanoš,
spredanoš,
mai,
mai,
u meni su,
u meni su,
te,
te,
takve osobe,
takve osobe,
tešu,
tešu,
u njima,
u njima,
ča,
ča,
također,
također,
Api,
api,
zacilo,
zacilo.
Aham,
aham,
ja,
ja.
Prijevod, nikome ne zavidim, niti sam prema ikome pristrasan. Jednak sam prema svima, ali onaj ko me služi s predanošću utemeljen je u meni, moj prijatelj, ja sam njegov prijatelj. Smisao, netko može postaviti pitanje, ako je Krišna jednak prema svima i nitko nije njegov prijatelj, zašto je posebno naklonjen bhaktama koji ga uvijek transcendentalno služe? No, to nije diskriminacija, to je prirodno. Čovjek u materijalnom svijetu može biti vrlo milosrdan prema drugima, ali je posebno naklonjen svojoj djeci. Gospodin tvrdi da je svako živo biće, bez obzira na oblik koji ima, njegov sin. I zato svakoga opskrbljuje svim životnim potrepštinama. On je kao oblak koji izljeva kišu svuda, i na kamen, i na zemlju, i na vodu. No posebnu pozornost poklanja baktama. Takvi su bakte ovdje opisani. Oni su uvijek svjesni Krišne i stoga su uvijek transcendentalno temeljeni Krišni. Sam izraz svjesnost Krišne pokazuje da su osobe s takvom svjesnošću živi transcendentalisti utemeljeni u njemu. Gospodin ovdje jasno kaže, majte, oni su u meni. Prirodno je kao rezultat toga, gospodin u njima. To je uzajamno. To također objašnjavaju riječi, je ja tamam prapadjan te, tam ste taj ovađam jaham. Vodim brigu o svakome ko mi se preda, razmjerno njegovu predavanju. Ta transcendentalna razmjena postoji zato što su i gospodin i bakta svjesni. Kada se na zlatan prsten stavi dijamant, prsten izgleda prekrasno. Tako i zlato i dijamant postaju slavni. Gospodin i živo biće vječno blistaju i kad živo biće postane naklonjeno služenju gospodina, izgleda kao zlato. Gospodin je dijamant i zato je taj spoj veoma lijep. Živa bića u čistu stanju zovu se bakte. Svevišnji gospodin postaje bakta svojih bakta. Ako u odnosu između bakte i gospodina nema razmjene, onda nema personalističke filozofije. U impersonalističkoj filozofiji ne postoji razmjena između svevišnjega i živog bića, ali u personalističkoj filozofiji postoji. Gospodin se često uspoređuje s drvetom želja koje daje sve što neko poželi. Ali ovdje nalazimo potpunije objašnjenje. Ovdje je rečeno da je gospodin pristran prema baktama. To je očitovanje gospodinove posebne milosti prema baktama. Ne bismo trebali misliti da gospodin uzvraća u skladu sa zakonom karme. Ta razmjena odvija se na transcendentalnoj razmjeni na kojoj djeluju gospodin i njegovi baktom. Predano služenje gospodina nije djelatnost materijalnog svijeta. Dio je duhovnog svijeta u kojem vladaju vječnost, blaženstvo i znanje. Nikome ne zavidim, niti sam prema ikome pristrasan, jednak sam prema svima, ali onaj ko me služi s predanošću utemeljen je meni, moj prijatelj i ja sam njegov prijatelj.
Samoham sarva bhuteshu nametesu stina priyaha yeva janti tu mam bhaktya maiteteshu cha priyaham. I envy no one nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend. In me, and I am also a friend of him. We all get lessons from our lives, our former lives even also. We can learn from them. So, my father, he always told me, he always pounded me.
Moj otac mi je uvijek govorio, opsjedao me.
He always got on my case. He always told me, never say, yeah, but. You know those people who say, I know, I have to follow the regulative principles, and I have to not smoke in the temple, and I have to, but. No buts, you know.
Otac mi je govorio, nikad nemoj govoriti da, ali. Kao što mogu postaviti neki ljudi koji kažu moram slijediti 4 regulativna principa, ne smijem pušiti u hramu, ali.
Here Krishna is creating a little confusion because he's saying I'm not partial to anyone, but.
Ovdje Krishna stvara malu zbunjenu situaciju gdje kaže nisam prema nikome pristrasan, ali.
Krishna's really got, he's got a good sense of
humor. Krishna ima dobar smisao za humor.
We take everything so seriously.
Mi se prihvaćamo vrlo ozbiljno.
Because we think that we are the body and we only have, you know, gosh, I've got 80 more years to live. Oh boy, I better get going on that enjoyment.
Mi mislimo, ja sam ono pijelo, uvijek još imam samo 80 godina za uživanje, bolje da požurim.
But Krishna knows we're all eternal.
A Krishna zna da smo svi vječni.
So he's much more relaxed.
On je puno
One thing he says here, which is a very good lesson for all of us, and that is namit desha. I'm not envious of anyone.
Krishna kaže ovdje jednu vrlo važnu stvar, namet vešja, ja nisam zavidan.
This is one of our biggest problems. Icha vesha sambuddhena tanko mohina bhaita. We come into the material world, desire and vesha, envy, hatefulness, whatever, hateful because they've got something that I don't have and I want it.
Prekladeni smo željom i mržnjom. Mržnjom iz razloga što ja nešto, on nešto ima što ja nemam, a ja to želim.
I always think of India in the villages.
Ja uvijek mislim na Indiju, na selu.
We just came from where Lokeshwar lives.
Lichkesen.
What's that here?
Lichkesen.
Lichke?
Yesen.
Yesenita.
Yesenite.
Danite. Okay, whatever. We came from this village. Where Lokeshwar is God. He's great, I love him. And you know, people there think that they don't have much and life is simple. But they have to see an Indian village first. In 1984, on Radhasthami Day, Lokanath Swami started the Padyatra, the first ISKCON long-term Padyatra. I raised the money for the starting fundraising.
1984. Lokanath Swami je započeo Padayatru na Radhasthami. To je bio projekt koji bi razvijao duže vremena, znači na duge staze. I ja sam naravno bio zadužen da prikupim novce za taj projekt da bi se mogao pokrenuti.
So that was in Dwarka, in Gujarat, and for a few weeks, I can't remember, it seemed like a couple of months, but whatever, I walked along with the Padayatra, and it was sweet. It was very wonderful.
Nekoliko tjedana, stvari izgledalo kao da je prošlo par mjeseci, ja sam išao s Padayatrom i bilo je vrlo slatko.
So, we walk 20 kilometers a day, sometimes 25 or 30. We were pretty spaced out, actually. It wasn't planned so well in the beginning.
Hodali bi po 25-35 kilometara dnevno. Bila na početku malo spaced out, nije bilo organizirano.
We found out later that most Padayatras start real early in the morning and they walk till around 11 and then they finish, but
you know, we were walking at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, the sun was burning down. They say only a mad dog or an Englishman will go out in the noonday sun. It's an Indian saying.
Mjesecmo, obično pada jatra traje od ranog jutra i onda u 9 sati se staje. Međutim, mi smo hodali u 2 u sred sunca i rečeno je da u podne samo vani hodaju pas, ludi pas ili engel. To je indijska poslovica.
So we would camp in the villages, and the villages were so enthusiastic to help us.
Mi smo kampirali po tim selima i ti seljaci su bili vrlo entuzijastični da nas ugoste.
And they were so simple and unsophisticated that we would have a Sankirtan party and a huge crowd of villagers would gather around us.
Bili su tako jednostavni i nesofisticirani da kad bi imali grupni sankirtan, oni bi se skupili oko velikom broju.
So, I would stop the kirtan.
Onda bi ja zastavio kirtan.
Then I would turn to the villagers and I would say, okay, everybody put your hands up.
I onda bi rekao, svi dignite ruke ovako, prema bi se prema seljacima i rekao, svi dignite ruke ovako.
And everybody put their hands up. They didn't say, why? Then I would say, everybody chant, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Just like that.
I onda su svi pjevali Hare Krishna. Niko nije rekao zašto bi ja.
I found the same thing here in Croatia. When I was down in Kirk. Very simple people down there. And, you know, everywhere I would go, I would, you know, of course, I look pretty far out when I get on my jogging shorts and a funny hat, and, you know, and whatever, and, you know, don't eat cows, you know. And so everybody would generally look at me.
Ja kad bi išao na jogging po Krku, izgledao sam prilično zanimljivo svoje trenici i smiješno šeširu i majice na koje pisalo ne jedite krave, tako da bi me svi gledali.
The villagers didn't know quite what to think.
Ti seljani nisu znali točno šta da misle.
But I would look them right in the eye and I would smile and I would say, Govardhan! And they would all say, Dobrodan. It was great, I loved it. I just got a letter from, okay, go ahead. Okay. So I just got a letter from a friend of mine, Keja Bharati, and he's a wonderful devotee, an old friend of mine, and he's living and managing a big project in Govardhan.
Imam prijatelja po imenu Keša Bharati koji sada radi veliki projekt kod Govardhana.
So I wrote him back and I said, Keshav Bharati, this is amazing. I've been constantly chanting Govardhan all day long and now you write me.
Ja sam rekao, ovo je nevjerovatno, cijel dan mantram Govardhan i sad mi ti pišeš.
But I tried it here in Zagreb. If you would look at me. They wouldn't chant, you know, about 50% of them wouldn't. Hey, Govardhan or Anadhan or Anadhan, they wouldn't say anything.
To sam probao u Zagrebu, međutim 50% ljudi ne bi ništa rekli. Govardhan, Govardhan, bilo koji dan.
Because they're too sophisticated and puffed up.
Previše sofisticirani i napuštani.
But in the villages, the people are very simple and, you know, Americans especially, but Europeans also, they go to India and they see the poor villagers, you know.
Amerikanci i Evropljani odu i onda vide u Indiji siromašne seljake.
They don't have television, they don't have cars, and they don't have refrigerators. Gosh, how can they be happy?
Nemaju televizor, ni auto, ni frižider, i onda sami pitaju kako uopće ti ljudi mogu biti sretni.
But nobody ever told them that if you don't have a car or a refrigerator, you can't be happy, so they haven't realized it yet.
Niko mi je rekao, učinjeni su da ne mogu biti sretni ako nemaju auto ili frižider, tako da nisu to još pratili.
It's only when we have all these material things and we get into this rut, you know, when a car, a wheel, from a bullock cart goes in the mud, it makes a rut. You know what a rut is? You get in the rut of life. The rut of life. And you think, unless I smoke Marlboro cigarettes, I can't be a real man.
Kada uđemo u taj mulj materialističkog života, onda mislimo, ako ne pušim alkohol, cigarete, ne mogu biti pravi muškarac.
Unless I have a, you know, a nice motor car, you know, it really doesn't matter what you know in life, it's what kind of car you drive that counts.
Nema veze šta znaš u životu, važno je kakav auto voziš.
What kind of clothes you wear and what kind of car you drive. That's what's important. And people are so miserable, they just work like donkeys all day long and they're just, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses, trying to maintain status quo. You know that expression? Keeping up with the Joneses, or what's the most common last name in Croatia? Hrvatska. What? Oh, that's a
Horvat.
Keeping up with the Corvats. They've got a Corvette? I've got to have a Corvette.
Znači, važno je kakav auto ima susjed Horvat i moram se nazvati s tim, i ljudi zato teško rade kao magarci samo da bi mogli držati isti standard kod susjed Horvat.
So, we just, you know, envy. It's such a nasty thing to see someone envious of others. It hurts them, and generally they try to hurt others.
Zavist je tako odavna stvar, obično uništava samo tu osobu koja je zavidna, i ta osoba također pokuša nalaziti drugima.
This is the attitude of an envious materialistic person. If I can make you happy by spitting, I'll stop spitting.
To je stav materialističke osobe. Ako ću ja tebe učiniti sretnim, ako pljunem, onda ću prestati pljuvati.
It's amazing, but it's true. People are miserable and they want company.
To je čudno, ali istina. Ljudi su bijedni i žele jadni i žele društvo. Da isti tako.
Therefore, Krishna tells Arjuna, tatpute guyata pravaksham anasuyata. Arjuna, because you're not an envious person, you're never envious of anyone, therefore I am explaining this most confidential knowledge about myself to you.
Zato Krishna kaže Arjuni, pošto ti nisi zavidan, objasniti ti ovo najpovedljivije znanje.
Krishna explains all about his opulence, his greatness, his wonderful qualities, and he knows Arjuna is not going to be envious of him.
Krishna objašnjava svo znanje Arjuni i zna da Arjuna neće biti zavidan na njega.
Another thing Krishna mentions here is that he is equally disposed to everyone, and that's a quality that we should aspire to have.
Druga stvar koju Krishna ovdje spominje da je jednak prema svakome i tu bi kvalitetu, to bi kvalitetu mi svi trebali težiti.
We should desire to love others and give them the very best thing we have.
Mi trebali bi željeti da damo drugima najbolju stvar koju imamo.
When you love someone, you express your love by sacrificing something you have that's dear to you. You want to give it to them. The very best thing you have, you give it to the person that you love.
Kada volite neku osobu, onda želite dati i dajete ono što je vama najdraže.
So what's the very best thing
you have? Koja je najbolja stvar koju imamo?
Way of life, this wonderful way of life. We have been very fortunate to have been shown the path back to
Godhead.
So we're equal to everyone we meet. Jare deko tare kaho Krishna upadesh. We try to give everyone Krishna consciousness. It's the very best thing we have.
Mi pokušavamo svima dati svjetlost Krishna i to je najbolja stvar koju imamo.
Sometimes I see devotees, they're enthusiastic to go out and preach to the non-devotees, but they write hate letters to their parents.
Ponekad vidimo da su bakte jako inspirirani da idu propovijedati svam drugim ljudima, ali u pismu svojim roditeljima pišu mrznice.
But we should be equal to everyone. We should give Krishna consciousness to our parents also.
Ali treba bi biti prema svima jednaki, treba bi dati svijetu s Krishna svojim roditeljima također.
We're not partial to anyone, we're equal to all.
Mi smo jednaki prema svima, mi smo prema nikom pristupu.
But if someone responds, if someone wants to go deeper than just Govardhan, you know, if someone stops and says, wow, you look effulgent, what are you doing, what's all this about, then, you know, naturally I'm going to tell them much more, spend more time with them.
Ali naravno ako je neka osoba više zainteresirana, onda ako kaže na primjer na cesti ti izgledaš vrlo, izgledaš kao da svijetliš, zanima me što vi radite, onda normalno ću više reći našoj filozofiji i posvetiti više vremena.
So Krishna is exactly the same way. If we show interest in Krishna, then Krishna will show interest in us.
Krishna je isti takav. Ako mi pokažemo interes za Krishnu, onda će vam pokazati interes za nas.
If we give 10% of our love, 10% of our energy, 10% of our life to Krishna, he'll give 10% of it. He reciprocates.
Ako damo 10% energije iz svog života Krishni, onda će Krishna dati 10% nama. On odgovara.
And if he's asking for 100%. He says, Sarva Dharman Puritya Mamikam Charanam Brahma. You give me 100% of
it. Krishna traži 100%. On je rekao, ti tu Sarva Dharman Puritya da traži sve 100%.
Sarva Pape Vyo Vamsha. I'll free you from all suffering. I'll protect you in every way. But you just give me 100%. Have faith.
Ja ću te zaštititi u svakom pogledu, ali moraš mi dati 100%, moraš imati vjeru.
Ma sučaha, don't fear, don't be in anxiety.
Nemoj se bojati, nemoj biti tiskobi.
Prabhupada was on a morning walk with some devotees in Geneva, in Switzerland.
Prabhupada je bio jutarnjoj šetnji sa nekim bhaktama u Ženevi, u Švicarskoj.
So he was discussing the point about people should surrender to God, have faith in God, and surrender to the spiritual master.
Diskutirali su o pamti da se ljudi trebaju predati Bogu i duhovnom učitelju.
So then one devotee said, well, people have been cheated so many times that they don't want to surrender their faith.
Onda jedan bhakta rekao, ljudi su već prevareni toliko puta da ne žele predati svoju vjeru.
So Prabhupada said, well, if they've been cheated so many times already, just be cheated one more time.
Onda Prabhupada rekao, su bili prevareni već toliko puta, mogu biti prevareni još je samo jedan.
Prabhupada always said the best answer.
Prabhupada je dao najbolji odgovor.
You know, you've been cheated 583 times, so 584 isn't going to make a big difference.
Ako se prevaren već 583 puta, onda 584 je neka velika razlika.
And you just may get something.
Možeš nešto dobiti.
So, in so many ways, Krishna is giving us logical reasons, religious reasons, philosophical reasons why we should surrender to Him.
Krishna nam na toliko načina daje logičke, religiozne, filozofske razloge zašto bi se trebali predati Njemu.
He's telling us over and over again, give your love to me.
On stalno ponovo govori, daj mi svoju ljubav.
Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavannas chasmi tatata. I can be understood only by devotion, as I am, tatata.
Ja mogu biti shvaćen ovako kakav jesam, samo devocijom.
Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya aham evam vido arjuna kyatu drashtu I can be understood, I can be seen, all your doubts can be destroyed. You just put love in your eyes instead of lust.
Ja mogu biti viđen, ali sve tvoje sumnje mogu biti uništene ako staviš ako staviš ljubav na mjesto požude na svoje oči.
Yogi nam api sarvesham madgate nantaratma shraddhavan bhajate yoma. In so many ways Krishna is saying again and again in every chapter, practically on every page of the Bhagavad Gita, that by devotion, by bhakti, by love, I can be understood.
Na tolike načine Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita, svakom poglavlju i praktično na svakoj stranici mene se može shvatiti pomoću bhakti.
We have three parallel railroad tracks, three parallel lines of communication by which we understand Krishna.
Imamo tri paralelne tračnice ili tri paralelne linije komunikacije s kojima možemo shvatiti Krishna.
Sadhu, Guru, and Shastra. The previous saintly persons, the spiritual master, and the scripture.
Svete osobe, priješnji ačarje, duhovni učitelj spis.
So the spiritual master is the external representation of Chaitya, Guru, Krishna within the heart.
Duhovni učitelj je vanjska manifestacija Chaitya Gurua in Krishna srcu.
So one who renders service to Krishna, Krishna from within the heart guides him.
Onaj koji služi Krishna srcu, Krishna ga u srcu vodi.
And that is confirmed by consulting with the spiritual master and reading the scriptures. But Krishna only becomes manifest to us when we open our eyes in a loving mood.
Krishna nam se otkriva jedino ako otvorimo svoje oči u ljubavnom raspoloženju.
So, in conclusion, Krishna says that he is equal to everyone, he's impartial, but he's especially inclined to his devotee, Bhakta Vatsal.
Krishna kaže, zaključak je da Krishna kaže da je jednak prema svima i nije ni prema kome pristrasan, ali je specijalno nakonjicom Bhaktom.
So, we should become Krishna's devotees and we'll always be protected by Krishna.
Mi bi htjeli postati Krishna Bhakte i na taj način ćemo uvijek biti zaštićeni Krishna.
So, are there... Yes, we have different strategies for giving people Krishna, for receiving Krishna.
Imamo različite strategije kako dajemo ljudima Krishna.
One way to give Krishna is to follow to be a good example of Krishna's instructions. So he has given us Vaishnava etiquette. So Vaishnava etiquette means there may be different strategies, different ways of acting, but our desire should be to share with everyone our Krishna consciousness.
Jedan način davanja Krišne je da pokažemo dobrim primjerom pošto je Krišna dao Vaishnava etiketu trebamo se prema različitim bhaktama različito odnose.
One should avoid the association of demons, non-devotees.
Osoba treba izvršiti društvo demona i abhakta.
So, by staying out of their way, you don't give them any opportunity to commit Vaishnava aparad and you know double their sentence in the material world, their prison term.
Ako se klonimo demona, onda im ne dajemo priliku da naprave Vaishnava paradu i da udvostruče svoju kaznu koju još moraju doživjeti u materijalnom svijetu.
Quite often we have seen neophyte devotees in their attempt to preach when they meet a demon secretly in their heart, they're probably envious of that person in the sense that they themselves are not free from the desire for wine, women, and song.
Ponekad možemo vidjeti da bakte početi sretno nekog demona i onda u srcu mu postanu zavidni zato što ni one nisu slobodne od želje za vinom, pjesmom, ženama i pjesmom.
So, even though they know that they probably shouldn't approach them, or even if they meet them and they realize that you can't preach to this person, still out of a kind of enviousness, they'll try to show their superiority by, you know, dazzling them with their philosophical knowledge.
bhaktija. Iako oni vide da možda ovoj osobi ne bi trebalo prići, ili ako već počnu razgovarati s njim i vide da se ne mogu propovijati, onda bi trebali stati, ali oni nastavljaju dalje zbog te zavisti i pokušavaju ga zbuniti svojim znanjem filozofije.
And all they succeed in doing is making the person angry, and you know, he commits some grievous offense, and you have participated in making him engage in sinful life, and he'll have to suffer for that.
I onda ta osoba napravi neku gadnu uvredu i onda vi ste sudjelovali u toj grešnoj aktivnosti koju osoba napravi.
So the best Krishna conscious thing you can do for him is avoid his association.
Stvar koja je najviše svjesna Krishna je treba izbjeći društvo takve osobe.
Or maybe somehow or other get him to take prasadam, but that, if you calculate that he will offend prasadam, then you can't even do that.
Najbolja stvar je dati mu prasadam, ali ako procijenite da će uvrijediti prasadam, onda bolje mu to ne dati.